Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are looking, as I mentioned, at the second reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9. Just like to highlight verse 11. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Now, if you happen to look at the title of today's sermon, Occasional Generosity, you might have taken a little bit of a double take, wondering, where is he going with this? Occasional, right? As in from time to time generosity. That's what we're going for, right? Yeah, occasionally I can be generous. You know, kind of like somebody who says, you know, from time to time, occasionally I'll give something to those people that stand at the intersections and the off-ramps. I don't do it all the time, but I do it occasionally. Is that the type of generosity God is talking about today, occasionally, from time to time? I think as we look at God's Word today, when he talks about occasional generosity, he's not talking about being generous from time to time. He's talking about being generous whenever the occasion calls for it. I think if we're honest with ourselves, we recognize that each and every day is an occasion to be generous. So in effect, what God is saying in occasional generosity is he invites us to step up on any and every occasion, because now is the time for generosity. All the time is the occasion to be generous. And as we consider our occasional generosity this morning, please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. My dear Christian friends, so this is the third of our Stewardship Sundays. And we've looked at stewardship from a number of different perspectives. We've talked about managing these blessings which God has blessed us with. We've talked about the grace that is ours in Christ. We're talking about how to support one another as brothers and sisters here at New Life, but also brothers and sisters throughout the world. And the need is great. The opportunities are greater. And let's be honest with ourselves, the resources to do so and be generous are even greater still. Now, I know I am the new guy here, and some people might be thinking to themselves, Pastor, I know you're new around here, but come on, we got a lot of members on fixed incomes. We got a lot of young families with kids. We got people in college paying bills. People who have lost jobs. Things are tight, in case you haven't noticed. And I'll admit, none of us has as much money as we'd like. I mean, wouldn't we all like to have enough just sort of free cash to be able to just say, hey, if there's a need, sure, here, take some. There's a need, oh, sure, here, take some. But that's really kind of occasional generosity, isn't it? In the sense that from time to time, I'll be generous with what I have. And that's not what God is talking about here in our text for today. I think that's kind of the problem. We think about giving to a need when the occasion calls for it, rather than this sense of generosity being based on the fact that there is always an occasion, a need to be generous. It's just a way of life for us, that generosity is who we are, not what we do from time to time. And I think we can all get on board with that. But then you might say, but Pastor, I can't afford to be generous all the time. I'd like to, but I just can't. And my response to you is, you can be generous all the time. In fact, the only thing you can't afford is to not be generous all the time. And if that sounds a little bit like Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham, the way that just sort of twists up like that, I'll just let the Apostle Paul speak. The Lord speaks through Paul. He says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Did you catch that? That if we aren't generous, God isn't going to be generous with us. He wants us to be generous so that he can be generous with us. As generous as he has been, he can be even more generous. And so he invites us. He says, each man should give what he's decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. You can't be generous if you're doing it reluctantly. That's not generosity. You can't be thinking, oh, this is my obligation. That is not being generous. And we do it in confidence that God is able to make all grace abound, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Do you get it? God has given you plenty to sow. He wants you to sow generously in the confidence that you will also reap generously. Now, I hope that all of you are sticking around for the potluck and family forum that's coming up. A lot of things to put before us as a congregation, a lot of things to discuss. One of the things I'm excited about is the new strategic planning process that we'll be laying out today, so you get a better understanding of not only where we'd like to go as a congregation, but how we're going to support the future ministry of New Life. But for all the ministry goals that are coming up later today, I'm going to have you just stop at the potluck for a moment. Imagine that you have a particularly favorite dish. Well, you probably don't have to imagine it. You probably know what it is. And you've brought your favorite dish, something that you really enjoy, to potluck. Well, you know how it goes. You get talking to people. It's good to visit. And time goes by, and everybody else seems to have gone through the line. And so you step up to the table to get some of your dish, and you realize, it must have been really good because it's all gone. Now, you might be a little bit disappointed because you probably wanted to have some of it. But hey, everyone else seems to be enjoying it. That's wonderful. And there's plenty of other things to pick from, particularly if you head to the dessert table first. Lots of good things there. But I'm going to put a little different twist on it. Imagine now that you've brought your favorite dish to potluck and it's the only dish. You get talking and you step up to the table and it's completely gone. A little different reaction. You were expecting to have some. You might be a little disappointed, a little bit frustrated, maybe even a little bit angry at all those people who took such big helpings before you. I'd like you to consider that as we look at the divvying up of an apple pie, at least of sorts. Oh, there we go.
ありがとう。 Dude, he brought the pie.
Certainly amusing, but maybe it hits a little close to home, huh? How often does it seem that when it comes to God and giving back to Him for all that He's done, it seems like it's sort of an afterthought, or, well, how can we give Him a part of the pie when so many other things are demanding? We want to be generous, but, I mean, it's not like we're being generous with our homes, or being generous with our taxes, or being generous with other things. I mean, a lot of times those are all obligations. And sadly, when it comes to giving to the Lord, we kind of feel that way too. As if, well, I have to give something to the Lord. I have to make sure that He gets His part. After all, He gave all these things to me. But when it comes to being generous, it's not about giving God His part. You got to think about all that He's done for you. I mean, He's rescued us. He's forgiven us. He's washed us clean. He's given us a new life. He's guaranteed an eternal life for us. And then He blesses us with everything that we have and everything that we are. And then, and this is a gift in and of itself, He gives us the opportunity to take those blessings and be generous. Be generous with Him. To be generous with each other. To be generous to those in need. To be generous in support of God's kingdom work. He calls this a grace in and of itself. The Apostle Paul, in chapter 8 of this same letter to the Corinthians, he calls this generosity a grace of giving. See, when it comes to being generous, the key word is grace. We've received grace, and now we share grace through our generosity. Here's how Paul wrote from our text: because of the surpassing grace God has given you, give thanks to God for His indescribable gift. I mean, when you start realizing that all that you are and all that you have is a direct result of God's grace in your life, that all of it belongs to Him, and He gives it to us merely as caretakers, we are so in awe at the gift, so blown away by its depth, so humbled by His generosity, that we can't help but say, thank you. And we say, Lord, tell me, how can I say thank you to you for all that you've done for me? And He says, take all these blessings and be generous. God's generosity, in fact, is so complete to us that He tells us to be generous as good stewards in the confidence that we can't outgive the giver. He says, you will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Because you see, when God talks about occasional giving, He is creating in us an ongoing sense of occasion, that each and every new day of grace is yet another occasion to be generous with what God has given us to serve it, to serve His kingdom. Here's what Paul writes: this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Now, in case you need a little bit more encouragement, I think sometimes it's hard to see where our generosity goes. Sometimes it's immediate. You help somebody who's in need on a corner. Or maybe you have a friend that just needs a shoulder to lean on, and you're generous with your time. But sometimes when we're generous with our support, we don't often see where it goes. So I wanted to share a little bit of a video with you here that kind of takes you through the offering plate into the impact that our generosity has. You'll notice that near the end of it, there is a little bit that shows it, probably not from a Lutheran source, because it gets to baptism through immersion. Immersion is fine. It's not going to throw anything off in the video, but it may surprise you, and I wanted to make sure you knew it was coming. But please, enjoy the video as you see where your generosity can go. Sometimes it's hard to see exactly where our generosity can go, the impact that it has. But as you see, as you support the Lord and His kingdom, you get exactly what Paul is talking about here. He says, because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. In their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you, because of the surpassing grace God has given you. So, dear friends, I encourage you to recognize the abundance of God's blessings in your life, in every facet of your life. Give thanks to Him for His indescribable gift to you through your generosity on any and every occasion. And then, be it in this congregation, in this community, or throughout the world, be amazed at what God will do. Amen.